Republican Commissioner Sandra Merman vehemently opposes these cafes and proposed an ordinance to ban new ones.
The community is going to be deluged with massive amounts of gambling that is basically untaxed and unregulated.
Sweepstake cafes are a rising business across the state of Florida. There are 30 in Hillsborough County, 8 of which opened in the past month. Patrons pay for internet time and get free sweepstakes entries. Most use these entries to play slot-style computer games for a chance to win cash prizes. Commissioner Kevin Beckner is concerned about possible illicit activity by some sweepstake cafe owners and what he believes to be exploitative behavior.
And I also don't think it's a coincidence that if you look at the concentration on map, that Commissioner Miller, that many of them have opened up in your district, and they're open where there's a potential of people with a lower socioeconomic situation, and also we're seniors. I don't think that that's a coincidence whatsoever.
Yes, sir.
And I also believe or I would question the amounts of connections that some of these facilities may have to organized crime.
All members agreed that a resolution was needed before any decisive action could be taken. Commissioner Victor Crist believes similar resolutions from the other 66 counties in the state would force state legislators to act.
The cost could be up into the millions to us to prematurely move forward with a decision, knowing that the decision could be made within 6 months. So I think this is a very smart, conservative, prudent, fiscally responsible thing to do. And I don't know if this is the proper time to do this, but I really think we need to set the example here and now and lead the state on this. I think that we need to hold the feet of the legislature to the fire to act.
Commissioner Beckner also cites what could be an unfair advantage of sweepstake cafes when compared to the state lottery and Indian casinos.
This is a game of chance, whether you want to call it gambling, sweeps, it's a game of chance. And I look at it that it's a potential competitor to the to either the Seminoles, the lottery, or whatever it is. They are paying taxes. They are heavily regulated. There is a process that they go through. And if we all have an industry here that's allowed to compete with them on an unfair basis, I just don't think that that's good business practice.
The commission plans to hold a public hearing on sweepstake cafes on November 19th. For more information, visit our website at wmnf.org/news. Reporting for WMNF News, I'm John Henry Telsey.